Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music
to B-H-I-N-D-T-H-E-S-C-A. I mean, oh, my fault. I said it wrong. B-H-I-N-D-T-H-E-S-C-E-N-A-I-R-P-L-A-Y@gmail.com. That is behindthescenesairplay@gmail.com. Make sure you send your music in MP3 format with a link so we can check out your music, check out your YouTube, send a little bio. We may even get you on the radio station for a free interview. Man, check us out. You know what I mean? It's free publicity. Anyway, yo, listen, let's get back to this music. Play like four songs. Then we're going to get into this because we got the callers on the line. We got people that's listening. The next track that we're going to play is called Do Better by I Am Lil Donald. Go check his Instagram out, man. This song is a very, very powerful song when it comes to abuse in relationships, men putting their hand on women. I don't rock like that. My mama always said, never put your hand on a woman, but beat a bitch ass, though. So I don't put my hand on women. But, yeah, so we're going to get into this track right here. Do Better by I Am Lil Donald on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Look at you thinking you could live without him, now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Yo, it just came back, and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, for that little nigga. Girl, for that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. You fell in love with a fuck nigga. Now you feel like you can't trust nigga. You the one that would've stuck with him. Know you knew he was a fuck nigga. Why you let him do you like that? Why you let him do you like that? You leave once and be right back. Why you let him do you like that? You let him cheat on you. You let him beat on you. You scared to be single, huh? You need to leave home. He call you ugly names. Your mind ain't feeling the same. You're going through bodily change. Girl, get back on your game. Friends try to tell you leave him, but you're feeling like you need him. He can cheat right in your face, and you still gon' believe him. Then a good man come along, and you push him away. You push him away. You gotta do better. Look at you thinking you could live without him, now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Yo, it just came back, and your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, for that little nigga. Girl, for that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You deserve flowers on Tuesday. Not a single but the bouquet. I know you had a real long day. Let you pop open the deuce. Not on Netflix and chill. Baby, that ain't what it is. Need a real boss in your company. Help you pay some of them bills. I see that stress on your shoulders. Girl, let me take it off. You let them fuck niggas hurt you. Now you won't fuck with them ball. I see the pain in your eyes. When I look at you. Know you tired of all these niggas. Baby, just hear me through. Got a PlayStation at home. I ain't finna play with you. Tell me what you want. Whatever you need, I'll do. I don't think you know your worth, baby. I can't sit back and watch you hurt, baby. Look at you thinking you couldn't live without him. Now look at you living. Look at you doing way better in all out of your feelings. Yo, it just came back. And your ass is getting a little busy. Girl, for that little nigga. Girl, for that little nigga. Cause you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better. You don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. Girl, you don't deserve that. And you can do better.
And once again, shout out thanks to Pulse the Magazine and my dude Curtis Lee for hosting this little interview video with me, the 5-Element Hip Hop Kiddo Muggsy, and just tell my love appreciation story for the hip hop culture universally, so you have another friend, fan, follower here in Sydney, Australia, the land down under like there's no other. So thanks once again, man. All the best. Peace.
Imagine that it all gets snatched up out your hands. Some bands dance like Juicy J strippers right about your niggas. And that woman that you had ain't part of God's plan. Goddamn, shit just got crazy. Niggas got lazy, visions got hazy, women got shady. How you think you ever gonna recover? Well, you jump out that cocoon, resurrected brand new and show the world how butterflies flutter. That's how you do it, nigga, push. I got ruthless, nigga, look like the world's my fucking roof. And I'm a little pawn walking up the board until I turn queen. And then I write a book about how much that it took. Had to let go of that double-edged sword. Been steady stabbing myself since I was born, nigga. Child of charity died, now I'm reborn, nigga. Self-care is a catalyst some more, nigga. And this is life more abundant, I'm on, nigga.
My baby got her eyes set on a diamond set necklace, bracelet, and Figueroa. And I'm gonna get it for her. One day I will, but today I'm the wrong color collar inside of my reach. But with your love, it won't be long. Stick with me, you keep me strong. But for now, it's cubic feet. I get you everything you dream.
I'ma stretch out my arms. Girl, I'll reach just to give you what you need. So. One day you'll meet the next hand that I'm gonna be.
Maybe if I reach, maybe if I reach,
maybe
if I reach, maybe if I reach.
Stick with me, stick with me.
You can't have me hold
what you want unless you reach.
Reach, reach,
reach,
reach,
reach.
We
gotta reach, baby, stretch out your arms and reach.
Now we set up for the week. We got some food to eat, neat spot, car wash. I got you covered, as long as we got each other.
All out, I'll go,
girl, I never ain't long, but the fly shit is out of my
reach.
I drop a note on some shoes or a bag.
Bring
home some sticks and put on smooth jazz.
In an exotic cuisine,
your plate is always full with me. Before
the stars
out of
my mind. Girl, I'll reach. One day you meet the next hand that I'm gonna be.
Maybe if I reach, maybe if I reach,
maybe if I reach,
baby,
if I
reach.
Stick with me,
stick with me.
You can't have me hold what you want unless you reach,
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 reach.
We
gotta reach, baby, stretch out your arms.
But this is your boy Curtis T with my co-host Niecy, the The number is 516-595-8305. Tonight we're talking about relationship triumphs and downfall. Nietzsche, where you want to start this off at? Where you want to go with this tonight?
You can start.
All right.
You want to start it off?
All right. So I got the top 10 reasons why relationships fail.
Okay, before you get those reasons. Wait. Before you get those reasons, who did it come from?
This is the top 10 reasons why relationships fail for men and women. This is not.
But who did it come from?
What do you mean, who did it come from?
Who did the top 10?
So what I did.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. Can
so
you hear
who,
me?
I'm asking you, who. Yeah, I can hear you. Who did that study? Who was it?
All right. So in the last 4 days, what I've been doing, because you know what I do, I'm always out in the streets. In the last.
No, I just want to know who did the study. That's all.
I'm telling you. Shh. Be quiet. Listen. In the last 4 days, I've been out and about asking men and women, what are the top 10 reasons why you break up, and these are the top 10 reasons from the number one, from the number one reason to the least reason, and I came up.
No, you're supposed to start with the least reason first. No, off with the least reason first.
Okay, well,
and then work up to the main reason.
Where they're all major, and almost everybody all said the same thing. Almost everybody said the same thing. So that's why I came up with the top 10. I stopped with, you know, whoever, what I did was I took everybody's information, I wrote down everything, and I gave the top 10 of what everybody said. So it's not really from the most to the least, it's just the ones that most people agree with. I started with number one, they least agree with is the bottom. All right, so. Number one was trust issues. That was number one, trust issues.
Uh-huh.
Number two was different expectations in a relationship. One wanted one
that's
thing.
A good one.
Yeah. Number three was they're always right, Mr. and Mrs. Right. She always thinks she know everything. He always knows he know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Number four was differences in priority. One, two, three, four. Number five was moving through life at different speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Compatibility. Number four was compatibility issues. Number five was communication
mm-hmm.
issues. Number six was narcissism. Number seven was relationship abuse in the relationship abuse. Number eight was life habit abuses, like things gambling and sexual addictions, you know, abuse. Number nine was grown apart, boredness, and number 10 was
okay. Well, grown apart is the same thing as on different paths. One grow and the other don't.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. What do you think, Jay Dirty? I mean, what do you think that is some of the major reasons why relationships break up?
Well, shit, really? All right, this, now a year or two ago, bro, I might have had a different damn answer, but I grow all the time, and my mind always changes on shit. But I say, what I be seeing is everybody's just full of shit, fooling themselves.
That sounds like an answer you would have gave a couple of years ago too.
Well, I guess it stands true then. I mean, people just fooling themselves. They keep lying to themselves and acting like they want certain shit, but they really just there for one thing for a temporary time, but then they scared to admit it because then they look like a piece of shit. Yeah, people just out there playing house and shit, but they really, I mean, come on. I done studied a lot about human nature over the last couple of years, man. This shit is, you can't stop it. I mean, you can try to mask it with all the fake shit like relationships, but really, though, man, when you're there for a certain thing, bro, you can't hide it for so long till they go bad, you know.
Right.
But also knowing myself, though, dog, I found out I'm not compatible.
Oh, you're not compatible with nobody, Jerry?
Yeah. No, like, seriously, dog, and I had to come to grips with that shit. Like, literally, I'm not compatible. At least I ain't met him. I don't know if it exists, but I'm not compatible
with
nobody so far.
There's a Mrs. J. Dirty out there somewhere for you. There's a Mrs. J. Dirty somewhere out there for you. You're still a little bit young. You probably ain't going to find them. You may not find them until you're in your 40s or 50s.
No, by then my dick probably be dead. I ain't even gonna worry about it no more. But no,
but
well,
wait a second, Curtis,
you're
about 40 now. Curtis,
yeah,
you almost 40 in the day.
And that motherfucker pumping like he's 21. Dick stay all hard. I don't need no liquor. I don't need no pills. I don't need none of that shit. What
is
that?
Right.
All right, Curtis. So, in your opinion, what's the top reason? The top reason and the least reason.
The top reasons why relationships break up. Now, I'm going to go off of personal experiences. That two people are not on the same level. They're not on the same level or sex drive. Because you can love somebody dearly, and if they ain't making you bust that nut right, you're going to fuck around. You're going to be looking at other places. I feel like a woman should be man porn star. I feel like when you're in a relationship, you shouldn't have to watch porn or nothing like that. That's for single people, unless you just like doing shit like that. But I feel like in a relationship, you all should be each other's partners, and 9 times out of 10, that's what breaks up a relationship. The top for number one is sex and money. Sex and money is top for number one, I feel like. And then being on two different paths, I feel like. So sex and money is number one, and number two is them being on two different, totally different paths, and it just separates them.
Okay.
What about you, Niecy? What do you think?
My least is cheating. Because it doesn't necessarily mean a relationship is over if somebody cheats. But the least is cheating. And the top reason, in my opinion, is abuse.
Now, abuse could come in different shapes and forms, right, also?
No, I mean mental, physical, sexual, just abuse. If you're being harmed physically, mentally, sexual abuse.
What do you feel like is the downfall right now in 2020 relationships, Jay Daddy?
Right.
What's up,
right now with the pandemic, damn.
I was asking Jay Daddy, you see.
I know, but I'm just saying damn.
Go ahead, Jay Daddy.
Oh, no, I didn't hear the question, big dog, my bad.
What do you think is the biggest downfall in 2020 for relationships?
I mean, it's hard to explain it, bro. Like, I know this shit, but it's a weird thing, bro. It's like people are in this, like, zombie state of mind, bro. They're, like, on autopilot, and they just... It's like a bunch of people with like no brains and over emotional brainless zombies walking around with hard dicks and wet pussies, and that's the best way I could explain it.
Say that again for the people to hear that one more time.
It seems like we're in a world full of over emotional brainless horny zombies walking around with hard dicks and wet pussies.
Yeah. Now explain that in a little bit depth, because I think I know what you're talking about, but explain it for the retarded motherfuckers that don't understand what you're saying, Jay Dirty, because some people ain't all intelligent like us every.
I am one of the retarded motherfuckers. I'll try those. All right, it's kind of like the best way, the lamest terms I could put it is, we're in a world full of people that there's no brain function, no logical shit going on in their head. They're over emotional. Everybody, men and women, are overly feminized, and they all got hard dicks and wet pussy. So that's all they know. That's the only thing that they think about 24/7. That's what they base all their relationships off of, is genitalia and sex.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with anything else.
Oh, love.
But they lie to themselves and say it do, but they lying. That's not what they think about.
Yeah, they don't support, really. They don't. Because, like, in my relationships, and Nisha tell you, I like hugs. I'm a hug guy. I love hugs. I love touching ass cheeks. I love for my woman to tell me, baby, it's going to be all right. We going to make it, blah, blah, blah. And to support what I am doing, but I also give the same thing back. I support it every way possible that I can. I think that a lot of relationships fail because I'm not saying if this is true, but I'm just saying that in some relationships, say for instance, the man wants to build a company, and it takes a lot to build a company. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of ups and downs. It takes a lot of mistakes. And a lot of women don't want to go do that. I've run into a lot of women recently. I tell them, yo, you know, I own a radio station, blah, blah, blah. Here's the number. And I want to see who's going to call in. I want to see who's going to call and support the dream. Even though it's not everyone's dream, if everybody didn't know, I want to say this. Me and Nisha ain't together no more. We're single. Still business partners. She's still my love. I still got way a lot of respect for her. We just went our own separate ways. We still gonna support each other with this radio station, with her radio station. But relationships do go their separate ways sometimes. This happens many a time. And I've always stayed with the people that I've been in relationships, not saying that I won't get back with her, that everything won't go back together. Don't know the future, but right now. So recently, I've met a lot of women, and I've told them, you know, hey, I got a radio station. I do this. I do that. They don't want to support. They want it right now. They want you to be balling right now. They want you to blow your money on them right now, buy their kids shoes, buy them everything that they want, but will not support or try to support what you're doing. So is that kind of like
I think Kurt thought I was doing that. I think Kurt thought in the beginning. I think Kurt thought I was just doing that just to say what I was saying, just to say it, because he actually lied in the very beginning.
How did I lie?
You didn't tell me the full truth. Remember? He actually lied about where he was living and everything.
Oh, yeah. I lied about that because I didn't.
Yeah. I don't think
how women are, because women. Women are materialistic. If you ain't got a whole bunch of money,
No. I keep telling you, stop sitting there putting it in a generalization.
Some women are.
Just say
some. That's what I just said. Some women are materialistic. They want you to dress in the nicest clothes, the nicest, have a car. Damn it. And most of the time, they don't even have the things that they want you to have. They want you to have.
No, like, reverse that. Say a lot of the time. That's a lot of the time.
Most of the time. 9 times out of 10. Most of the women that I run into, the first thing they ask you is, what kind of job you got? How much money you make? Why are you on your bike for?
And if a bitch questioned me like that, I'm turning around and walking away so she can kiss my ass while I move. Fuck that.
Jay Dirty, he on his bike. He can roll away.
Exactly what she is. Fuck that.
With money in my bank account.
Walk away in mid-sentence.
Right.
But in the very beginning, I told Kurt, And I, like I said, I think he thought I was lying. I literally told Kurt, I see something in you. So, and I literally went and did what I did and told him, you know, it's all yours. You know, he was like, no, when it blow up, I'm gonna give you, I don't want nothing. It's just yours.
Yeah, and still to this
and
day.
And he thought I was lying.
And I still, and to this day, I'm still pressing for you to have 25% of this company because you are a very big cornerstone of this motherfucking radio station. Without Niecy motherfucking Queen Promotions, there would not be a behind-the-scenes radio. One thing, I always give credit where credit's due. I will never, ever let someone ever come and take your place. They can't because you was here when nobody else was here. I don't give a fuck what we go through at the end of the day. You're a cornerstone. Just like Jay Dirty. He called in, he support. Yeah, you know I mean, we may go through our thing. We may go through our little arguments and whatever. But at the end of the day, Jay Dirty always supports. And me and Jay Dirty, we didn't been through the motherfucker. We didn't went through it. We didn't have an argument.
Oh, yeah,
but
man.
But this motherfucker still supports. Still call in. He still supports. That's a real motherfucking friend. And I ain't never met this man a day in my life. I only know his voice. I know pictures. I've never met him in person. And this man is in a whole nother state, and he supports me because he knows what I'm doing is real. This is really who I am. This is me. So, but anyway, yeah, I didn't believe you, DC. And a lot of women say, oh, I'm going to support you, blah, blah, blah. And then when it's really time to get down and support they man, they ain't there to support they man. But they want to support, they want they man money. They want they man to protect them when a motherfucker knock on the door and about to break their door down and rob them. First thing, baby, the woman ain't going to jump up. She going to nudge that nigga like, yo, go see who at the door. Like the one time, Niecy, remember that shit when I was butt-ass naked at the house? Thought somebody was in the house. She didn't hop up and go see shit. She nudged me, woke me the fuck up out my sleep and said, yo, it's somebody downstairs in the house. I'm thinking somebody, I hopped the fuck up and butt-ass naked. Said it loud, like, if you in this motherfucker, you about to die. Even though it was her daughter walking up.
No, that was a couple times. That was two times.
Got it. Oh,
when
shit.
When we lived on Lehigh also.
Yeah.
When we lived on Lehigh also.
Yeah, yeah. And when we lived on Lehigh, I mean, it's every shit. I remember one time I almost killed somebody because I thought that they were breaking in the house, but they had a key and they had just moved in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So men, but men don't realize that we are, what is the word? What's that movie that came, we're replaceable. We're replaceable. That's what men are. We are replaceable. That's what we're put on this.
Shit, everybody's replaceable, brother.
Yeah, but men are replaceable because at the end of the day, say for instance somebody breaking your house and you got to defend your family. You're willing to die for what you believe in. I'm willing to die for what I believe in. I am replaceable because I'm willing to die. I will die, almost did die. And if I die, I'm getting replaced by someone else. Men are replaceable. Women are replaceable in relationships, like you get with another woman. But 9 times out of 10, she's not going to die for you. 9 times out of 10, she's going to push you out there because that's what women do. They're the
now,
ones
you know, you
but,
already know, it's a couple times I did the same thing for you.
Some. Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. But you've been the only woman that's ever did that before. The only woman that's ever put her life on the line for me. Every relationship that I've ever been in, every relationship that I've been in, I've had to show that I am willing to die for my woman at least one time. At least one time. If it's defending
her. I got to know you at least 2 years. I got to know you at least 2 or 3 damn years.
No,
so I'll be trying to put my life on the
goddamn line. Jay Dirty, you want to know the funny part? Of the funny part about it was about six, seven months in when I did that.
Well, see, you might be one of the rare breeds, though. You might be a rare breed, you know what I'm saying? But
Kurt did it within 3 or 4 months. I did it within 6 months.
Yeah, because I feel
like sometimes people just click quicker than others.
Kurt thought I was crazy. Kurt was like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch?
Well, you forget. I'm not right in the head, you dig? So if I say some shit, don't take it at face value for me. I'm just speaking for my. I'm fucked up. My brain don't operate like most people's.
But yeah, it's a lot of people who wouldn't have done that. Just in general, all these dudes are over feminized these days.
They too damn scared to go down and check something out. These new dudes are scared to do that shit too, man.
Somebody sat there and had threatened Kurt with a gun, and it was like in front of his son. And I literally just point blank when it went like face to face, nose to nose with the guy, I said, "Go get the fucking gun."
And I had my son, and he never my son is at that point, he had never seen me get violent with anyone or raise my voice except for his mother when we was arguing, but he never seen me get physical with any man, and I was hesitant because I didn't know if he was gonna start crying. I didn't know how he was gonna act. Kurt just wanted us to go in and close the door.
Just go in and close the door. I was like, fuck this shit. This nigga gonna think that we petrified now. I literally went nose to nose and was like, go get the bitch. Go get the gun. Get it. And he looked at me like, because I don't think he thought I was gonna do that. And the guy looked at me and said, I was just joking. And then his girlfriend went and said, no, he really does have a gun.
Yeah. I knew he had a gun because I've seen him with the gun. You know what I mean? So I knew that he had it. I mean, that's like, just to tell a quick story, we already talked about this. When shit happened with your family, like her family, me family, put a shotgun on me and could have blew my fucking head off because I was defending her to the motherfucking bullet. And they tried to pay me $500 to walk away. Her uncle pulled me to the side and was like, yo, they're going to follow me. Well, not your uncle. He was a family of the friend, I'm guessing. He pulled me to the side and like, yo, listen, we know that you ain't this type of dude. We know you a good guy. Listen, just walk away from the situation right now. Here go $500. We know you here from KC. You ain't got no family. Here go $500. Just take the money and walk away right now. I could have took that $500. He put the money in my hand and said, walk away. I said, yo, listen, I don't know y'all. I barely even know this woman, but I am not about to leave her in this house with y'all so y'all can fuck her up. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to feel fucked up. I'm going to feel like less of a man. My father didn't raise me like that. If I'm fucking up, I got to take care of her. And I went the fuck back in there. I told her, yo, some shit about to happen. And 5 minutes later, they came in there and acted like they never even told me to take the $500. And acted like I was the worst motherfucker in the world. Tried to shoot me and everything. Like, I cut my, like, my finger fucked up for the rest of my life. I got hit with a, I was blocking Niecy's daughter from hitting with a golf club.
Yeah. It don't matter. People be crazy, man.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Like, it's happened more than one time. But I feel like if a man, that's a downfall in relationships. I feel like say for instance, I'm walking down the street, and sometimes I don't always walk right in front of me. Sometimes I walk behind her. Sometimes I walk in front of her. And say for instance, a dude try to holler at her. We're walking down the street, dude try to holler at her, and then she say, "Nah, I'm cool, thank you." And then the nigga get disrespectful, that's time for me to step in and bust that nigga in his fucking mouth. Because she told you to leave the fuck alone, and now you still want to keep on going. And some dudes will get real crazy with it and try to fight a female. I've seen it happen. A fine-ass female tell a nigga no, she keep on walking or whatever. The nigga get mad and try to hit her because...
Yeah, that's the corniest shit on the fucking planet. Bro, I hate that shit.
Yeah, there's some men out here that's some straight bitches. Straight bitches.
For real.
But I feel like any man that doesn't protect their woman, even if she's wrong, protect her. Now, after all the shit is over and done with, check her money. Snap the fuck out on her. But, wow.
Yeah, see what? I'm different. I believe that I should be able to teach my woman how to carry her damn self out in public, so that if a man ever slaps the shit out of her, I know that she didn't cause it to happen, because I know that I got a damn temper when it comes to women thinking they could just do whatever to a fucking man and talk to him crazy because she talks to a man like that. So I got a damn, I got a big fucking issue. I've actually told a girl I was with before this shit, like, look, and I know you got damn females these days like to go talk, pop crazy on men out there in public and then call your man to come help out. I'm not that guy. Did you get out there acting goddamn reckless with a dude because you got a man at home, bitch, they slap the shit out you, you just got
That's
slapped.
You.
Don't come home crying to me trying to call me to go to jail because your ass don't know how to conduct yourself. I say, now, if you wasn't being disrespectful and a dude get animal with you, that's different. But if you out there running your shit, popping off at dudes like that, like dudes are suckers, and he slaps you, don't come crying to me. I'm cold like that. I've never liked women that did that shit. They put their men in bad positions like that because you calling your dude, now he got to go to jail or die or kill some damn body because you don't know how to conduct yourself out in public. Women get a pass on that a lot. These dudes are suckers. They give women passes for that shit. I don't. I put them in check with it. Look, bitch, you got to conduct yourself better than that. You ain't gonna be out there making me risk my freedom in life because you don't know how to shut your fucking mouth and talk to people like you have some goddamn home training. Fuck that. I ain't gonna go out there beefing with this dude.
I used to deal with this.
I ain't
girl
got money to be beefing with nobody.
She was just a loud mouth type chick, and like we would go out, and she would just be just reckless, and I had to stop fucking with her because a couple times I had to like get in the fight with dudes, and I'm like, man, I'm not gonna keep on fucking defending you, and you just running your mouth off like a little fucking like you a boss.
Right. Those are bitches that didn't have good daddy figures in their life growing up. Those are women that did not have good strong father figures that taught them how to act like a lady. They didn't have good mothers. You know, they seen their mother treat men like that. That's why they think it's cute to do it when they get older. They might have seen their mama treat their daddy like that or treat boyfriends like that. So they learn that shit from their mother or their aunties or grandmama early, and then they conduct themselves like that because they ain't got no fucking home training.
Yeah. You're right. What you got to say, Nisi? Yo, as a matter of fact, wait, hold on. As a matter of fact, let's take a music break real quick. Let's take a music break. Let's see, who we gonna play? Let's play Jay Dirty. Let's play
Jay Dirty.
Jay Dirty, let's play Ying Lawyer.
Oh,
one of my favorite songs. Ying Lawyer.
Yeah, that is old, real good.
Yeah, I need some of your new stuff. I got I don't trust nobody, and I got all old shit. I don't got none of your new stuff.
Okay.
I need some of your new stuff.
I'm just glad you still all got right, it on the switchboard, man. That's low. All right.
Yeah, I keep all music, man. I got music for 5 years ago. All right, so here we go. Jay Dirty, Ying Lawyer on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back. I'll play like two songs. We'll be back.
You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. You down to ride for your dog, huh? You ready to die for your dog, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. Everybody say they riding, they be down to the end. But when the end finally comes, then their rules start to bend. Then they love to go out the window with all their respect. They some cowards, they'll let you in and it's coming to your neck. Use a pussy, boy. I don't fuck with your kind, you too mushy, boy. I'm a man, Bill Silent, know the deal, boy. I ain't no thug, ain't no G, I'm just real, boy. And that for real, boy. But I tell you, me and my family, we glue together. One ride, we all ride, we gon' move together. Yeah, we fight, but I love them, man, we cool as ever. And we break bread, even if we low on cheddar. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But you ain't ride, stop lying, you ain't low, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But you ain't riding, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time.
Loyalty ain't a switch you can turn on and off. You born with it, you stuck with it, it never goes off. It's a gift and a curse, I ain't lying, I swear. Cause you might love them all the way, but for you they don't care. And that's hell, boy. Who real, who fake, it's hard to tell, boy. But I can tell when they push it, they got a smell, boy. And that motherfucking rat got a tail, boy. What the hell, boy? Don't be saying you riding when you gon' freeze when it's on. Use a pussy, why you talking killer, you dead wrong. But shout out to my brothers, man, I love them so hard. And for any one of them, I'll die, I swear to God. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But you ain't riding, stop lying, you ain't loyal, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But you ain't riding, stop lying, you ain't loyal, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time.
You know what? I'm proud to say I'm from Houston now. Ain't no other place like this in the whole world, you heard me? You come down here, everything slow down. You walk different. You talk different. We move different. It's a different smell in the air. We go through adversity and bounce back like a true soldier every time. Believe that? Yeah. They say we country, but we on game more than they on game. Some of the most beautiful, kind-hearted people you'll ever meet, but please don't get me wrong. Come down here with that tripping, you won't find your way back home. I'd like to welcome y'all to the booth. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana.
Hurricane Katrina is on its way. It's going to make landfall sometime tonight or early morning. Once it hits, it's going to be the worst storm
that's ever hit New Orleans. Family members of Sea Murder are shocked after a day of trauma in the
courtroom. He's been a person that can't fold if they did this. I just done it to myself.
I ain't never had shit. I come from nothing. I'm talking about nothing.
Why you not shit? Why you do it if they ain't never had it?
We drink white and we drink brown. I'm from Grambling, Louisiana. Nigga, welcome to my town. Round 318, that's where I'm found. Right off 20 in the woods, the police won't hear a sound. It's where niggas took them pounds. This where Boosie got the crown. We say water, we say round. When we load it, we say bound. Bound, bound. Ain't nobody scared, man. Tripping, use a dead man. I put that on everything. What G-Time, got Rust Time, got Jonesboro, a lot of country spots. You can go down south, come up top. You play with us and we can dump it out. We got N.O., we got Lake Charles, we got Lafayette, we got B.R., got Ratchet City, got Rose City. Play with us, you see E.R., we got Alexander, we got Negative. So from a place where we do shit raggedy. When I'm out of town, I'ma hold it down, cause I'm probably loaded and I'm probably out and out.
I'm from Louisiana, I'm from Louisiana.
Entertainment. Louise Animal, nigga. Free my CEO. Boots a bad ass. Big
bitch, I'm from that murder cab or that big rag or that mean trash. When it's beef, niggas eat they trigger habit. Throw slugs in their mouth if they got a cabin. Pop pills like that's what you're supposed to do. Smoke perp like that shit legal. Drop screens and buku beat in the Cutlass Monte Carlos Rigo. Go hard at the Bayou Classic, Jazz Fest and Mardi Gras. Nigga second line when they people die, we really party bar. I'm a losing animal, let the have it, whoa. I'm from that dirty boot, turn that bitch sideways. There's a gun, better run, cause down here, we shoot.
Please excuse my grammar, I'm from Louisiana. We in the middle of emergency, like Dave County. Let the whole dirty boot, we party like a rock star. Why y'all party like a rock star? Cause it's Mardi Gras. Niggas could crack in the same pot that they could gumbo in. Down here is CTC, they better watch your friends. What you know about Angola, Louisiana, Penitentiary? How to free my brother Boosie. To the day he free, I'm representing.
Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. We call it that boo. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana.
That be Louisiana, T, red, fire, green, and a couple of hammers, Louisiana. No more work and that good pop, pie, Chevrolet, get candy coated, hop out the big ride, no lie, I'm fine, nigga, I'm bout mine, jamming that boy, badass and savage, boy, I just swerve right, herb right, prayer fried, going for 25, jigger two, deals two, nigga, they really lose. Louisiana, the only place you can get jigger juice. That go to flippers too. Big things, fat things, and them skinny ones too. Louisiana, the only place safe that's like a shoe. The whole booth, they will hide you, they won't find you. No first 48 downhill, must I remind you. The whole booth, they will hide you, they won't find you. No first 48 downhill, must I remind you that.
Bitch, I'm from Louisiana, I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana, I'm from Louisiana.
Number is 516-595-8305. Press 1 if you want to talk, or just click the link where we post everywhere. Just click the link if you want to listen. All right, so what we're going to talk about now is the top 10 reasons why people cheat. The top 10 reasons why people cheat. And this list is a pretty good list. The number one reason was because they had cheating parents. Ha! If you see it, then, you know what I mean, and you hear about it from your parents, then 9 times out of 10, you probably think that it's going to be all right. It says that some children who grew up in households where cheating was a norm can develop the same mindset. Some children, however, can also swing to the opposite direction. Number two is they have the wrong personality type. Some types of personalities are more likely to cheat. Some of them are thrill seekers, addicts, narcissists, chronic liars, avoidant attachment type styles, the type of women that don't like attachment. Now, I don't believe that this next one, I don't believe that this next one is worth cheating, but they say number three is they're expecting. They are experiencing an uncomfortable relationship or a life phase.
They're what?
They are experiencing an uncomfortable relationship or life phase. I don't feel like that's a reason why people cheat. Because you're...
That's called a midlife crisis.
Relationship. Huh?
That's called a midlife crisis.
And I don't feel like that should cause someone to cheat. A midlife crisis. But that's just me. You know, that's just how I think. If you're here in that 10 seconds, that means that you have 10 seconds to call in. If not, you got like, ooh, it's over. You can't call in. All you can do is just listen. We're in overtime now. Number four is they want the thrill and excitement that it brings. Now, I'm going to speak on this. It is a thrill seeker because the whole thing of not being caught, knowing that eventually you get caught, but it's just the excitement of fucking a chick and not getting caught. It's just the excitement of knowing that you're hitting something new and don't nobody know. A lot of dudes, I'm just going to speak on the dudes. I don't know if women, but I'm just speaking on, you know, how I thought when I was younger. But now that I'm older now, I try my best to avoid other women when I'm in a happy relationship. When I'm happy, even now when it starts going down, I do tell her, I acknowledge, I let her know what's going on. I'm telling her, like, yo, listen, if these things don't change, I'm going to start looking at other places. But I do pre-warn. I just don't go out and cheat. I pre-warn. So I feel kind of, not saying that it's cool to cheat, but at least pre-warn. Like, let her know that before I go out and fuck around, you know, let's try to work on this before I go and start talking to other women. So the next one is the person. Well, what'd you say uh-huh for?
I didn't say uh-huh. I said mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What was that for?
Okay, because it was the very first time you cheated, there was not no pre-warning. I sensed it prior to you telling me.
You just wasn't paying attention. I had pre-warned
what?
You.
What?
I had pre-warned you. You just wasn't
No. The first time you cheated, no. There was no pre-warning.
Damn, you trying to make it seem like I cheated a whole bunch of times. It was only one time.
I didn't. There's two that I know of. The very first time there was no pre-warning.
And the second?
The first time there was no pre-warning, and your reasoning for doing it to this day just bewilders me.
Oh, because I wanted to.
But there.
Yeah.
There was no pre-warning.
What was the second time?
We were having little difficulties.
Well, when was the second time? I don't remember the second time. When did I cheat twice?
The second time you said it really wasn't cheating because we weren't living together.
When did this happen? What was it?
I think I was staying with Toddy.
Okay.
I was staying with my youngest at the time, I think. And you, something about an apartment with a friend of yours or something. And it was an older woman or something. That was the second time. Like I said, you said it really wasn't cheating because we weren't living together.
I wasn't getting none.
So like I said, you say, I said, you said, I didn't say I agree with it. I said, you said.
Yeah.
But the very first time, there was no warning.
Okay. If you say so. Anyway, next one. The person deals with insecurity issues. Having an insecure partner can lead to many issues in the relationship, from being jealous to being controlling. Being insecure can cause big problems in your relationship. Being insecure in your relationship can also lead to cheating for either partner. Insecurity can lead to the need to prove yourself sexually. I can vouch for that. The other one was, the next one is, they want to make you feel how they felt, which is seeking revenge. So that's why some women or some men cheat, because they get revenge on the person that they're with.
I don't understand that one.
I don't understand the get back thing.
I don't get that one.
So basically,
there's like no trust there on either side. So I'm not gonna feel better because I want to fuck somebody, because you want to fuck somebody. That's not gonna make me feel no better.
Well, okay. Well, maybe we talking about hoes.
That's just spiteful.
That's what hoes do. Hoes do shit like that. That's just
being spiteful.
Yeah, that is being spiteful.
Well, wait. But you don't have to be a real woman to leave. You could be a real woman and either stay or leave. But to go and go sleep with somebody because your man went and slept with somebody, or you going to sleep with a female because your woman went, that's just stupid.
True.
You might, at this point, y'all might just might have an open relationship like Will and Jada and just find entanglement.
Right. Entanglement. That is like the most craziest shit ever, yo. Like, the whole willing.
I can't understand.
The
entanglement issue, period. It baffles me.
I mean, you can be getting to an entanglement.
But you knew with them two, you knew what it was when she said at the red table talk, she going to be at one room with the dude, and he can be at the other end of the house with somebody else. They were life partners for life. That was it. They could be with other people, but they...
What happened? Hello? Nisi, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, but she said she was going to be at one end of the house, and Will and his woman was going to be at the other end of the house while she was with her other man at the other end of the house. You know, if they ever determined not to be together, but they were going to be life partners for life. They were just going to be in the same house in two different wings of the house with other partners.
That's some weirdo shit. That's some straight weirdo shit.
That's some, y'all just might as well have an orgy. Orgy. What do you call it? You know them things where everybody get together. Orgy.
Orgy. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. You might as well have one of those.
Might as well.
That's past weird. But, you know, that's some kinky weird shit for some people into that.
Yeah, some people. I've tried some crazy shit in my lifetime. The next one is very...
Would you try that?
What? If my woman has another man...
Would you try that kinky, freaky shit?
I've did something like that before.
I didn't ask you if you did a threesome.
Some swap shit. Like, she went in the other room with her ex-boyfriend, and I took the ex-boyfriend fiance in the other room. Fuck the shit out of her. They came knocking on the door.
No. Would you live in the house?
No, I couldn't do that. Live in the house knowing that my wife is in the other room fucking somebody else? No. But I was dating someone back home in KC. I was dating someone, and one of her male friends came in town with his fiance. They were some swingers, and she wanted to have sex with him, and his wife was fine as fuck. So I said, okay, if you want to fuck him, I'm going to fuck her. And she was cool with it. I was cool with it. I took her in the other room, started fucking the shit out of her. And I heard them start being quiet. And they came knocking on the door. He came knocking on the door talking about y'all all right in here. I'm like, yeah, y'all all right in there. And then he just wanted to stop. Because I was doing some shit. I guess he heard her say some shit. Or got loud like he couldn't do it. He didn't like that shit. So we stopped. That was my whole purpose anyway, just to prove that he couldn't fuck her better than I could. And I
remember. Oh my
god. But anyway, that was when I was like 20. I was like 21. I was young, man. I was young and full of cum and just.
Oh my god.
I came this year. I told you I cried a lot of crazy things in my lifetime. All right, so. I'll never do it again, but yeah. Okay, so the next one is there's no clarity on your communication level. Though you may assume...
What the hell does that mean?
Hold on, let me see what they say, what they're saying. Though you may assume you're in a relationship with someone, if you're spending a lot of time together, but unless you both talked about being exclusive, you may run into someone having a more relaxed approach to your relationship. Yeah. So there's no clarity.
Yeah, that's basically for the girls who think they're in a relationship and they really not. They're just an entanglement and the guy just seeing you and probably seeing some other people too, but you think you just the main and only one. Mm-hmm. That's what that one is.
Yeah, so really it ain't cheating. It's just an entanglement.
Like you think you're in a relationship, but you really not.
Yeah. The next one is there's a fear of abandonment. It may seem counterproductive. Yeah, it may seem counterproductive to cheat if you're afraid of someone leaving you. But according to family and relationship therapist and author parent, Dr. Fran Wallfish, this can occasionally be a big driver factor. Emotional trauma can play a big part in that. Examples.
Yeah, you get you cheat, and make somebody leave you before, you know, you give them a reason to leave you. Basically, you're scared of abandonment, so you do something so they'll leave you. It's a weird shit.
Weirdo type shit, yeah. And last but not least, the person lacks healthy communication skills. I feel like that's a really big thing in relationships. Communication is the foundation to any lasting relationship. And if you lack that, this can also lead to cheating in both male and female. Causes of cheating: a lack of healthy communication skills can cause cheating. If they are able to talk about the problems and issues underlying within the relationship and deal with them directly, they can avoid infidelity. And then I think that those 10 were like great ones. Like, I really do feel like those are great ones. Well, Jay, I already think I know what Jay Dirty going to say. What you think about it, Jay Dirty? What you think about the top 10 that I just said?
Well, shit, in my opinion, dog, that whole list is just so stupid and irrelevant, and it has nothing to do with cheating. Cheating to me, dog, is fucking, it's one of those damn things that's very cut and dry. And there's only two relevant reasons that cheating even exists, and that's simply lying to oneself and disloyalty is not in your blood. That's all that shit boils down to. All the rest of that shit is what these goddamn millennial motherfuckers done came up with to help themselves sleep better at night. Like, oh, we had a lot of problems. We had to work on this and shit. We didn't communicate well. No, y'all disloyal, and you was lying to yourself the whole damn time about a fucking relationship you didn't really want to be in. That's all that, and you don't have loyalty in your blood. Other than that, what the fuck cheating even exists for?
I'd agree totally. What you think, Nisa? How do you feel about those stuff, man?
Okay, this is my point of view. People have been cheating since the beginning of time. People cheated back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s when hardly anybody ever got divorced. You overcame. A lot of times you just had no choice. But a lot of people overcame that shit. People today still have the mindset that you can overcome it. Not everybody goes and leaves somebody because they cheated. Not everybody goes and cheats because they feel abandoned or don't.
You cut off. Hello? You still there? Let me see. You still there? Oh, it cut her off. I don't know, Blog Talk acting stupid tonight. It's been going in and out all night long. I don't know why. It just acting stupid. Yeah, it dropped. It called back in.
Yeah.
I hate when
that cheating shit, dog. That's literally just disloyalty. That's all that is, bro. Like, I don't understand why people. I mean, it just boils down to the fact that people that cheat are just disloyal people at heart. That's all that is. They're just disloyal. I mean, this you can put all the icing on top of it you want, but the core of the cake is just disloyal people. Loyal people don't cheat. No matter how bad the relationship get, if it get too bad, they'll break it off. They don't cheat though, because if you're in a committed thing with somebody, loyal people don't break that. But if it's to the point where you can't work through some shit that you're going through, then a loyal person will just call it off. They'll break it off and go their separate ways. Disloyal people cheat and fuck around and do all that sneaky shit. No, man, that's just disloyal fuck ass people shit. That's why it sounds weird to you. I heard you say weirdo shit a couple times on the list. It's just weirdo, weird ass people, fake ass people, disloyal people do that shit. That's not for me and you. That's not for loyal people to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she can call back in. I don't know if she said that she's going to try to call back in. I don't know if she can. But anyway, I was about to end the show anyway. Oh, yeah. She can't call back in because, wait, hold on. Yes, she can. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Good. Let's take a music break real quick. I want to play this. We're gonna take a music break because I want her to finish saying what she was saying, because she was saying something real important. Let's go to Ja2K18. We'll be right back.
Yeah. come in time. So I gotta put you back in line. Now you're tryna get back in my life. Why you always fucking with my mind? Yo, yo, what a shame on you. Oh, could've breathed her.
Show, what we do at the end of the show is we get shout outs of what we're thankful for. And let's start with, well, we're gonna go with Jay Dirty, because Jay Dirty is the only person on the line with me because technical difficulties with the phone tonight. All right, so go ahead, Jay Dirty, give you shout outs and what you're thankful for, man.
Well, shit, just shout out to you and Nisi and behind the scenes radio, bro. That's all I got.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that listen, that's going to download. Shout-outs to all the artists that send their music in. What I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Nisi. I'm thankful for my family. Thank you for Jay Dirty calling in. Thank you for everybody that is going to download and that is listening to the show. We'll be back on next Thursday. Make sure that you check us out on Instagram at BHINDTATS. BHINDTATS_radio. We be posting really good content, yo. What else? Make sure that you stay tuned in to Nisi. Nisi got her own show coming up soon on Behind the Scenes Radio, dedicated to women, man, and what men and what women go through in just life. And when we talk about periods, menstrual cycles, childbirth, relationships, oh, they're going to be talking about all different kind of stuff. And it's really just dedicated for women and really for women. I think that's about it, yo. If you want to send your music in to Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTATSCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay@gmail.com. Make sure you send it in MP3 format. And we will play your music. We also got the sponsorship going on right now. If you want free promotion for a whole week, and it comes with free promotion for a whole week and a free radio station, all you have to do is get Behind the Scenes Radio, record Behind the Scenes Radio, a radio drop. Basically, this is whatever your name is, now tune into Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll give you all the, well, we'll send you the information what we want you to say. But basically, just give us a shout out. Make sure that you give your own self a shout out and tell people about your company or whatever you do. And you get free radio. You get an airplay, one song, airplay, promotion on your Instagram, and a free interview. So we off this bitch with you. Out this or not, we did a show last Thursday. So we'll check you out next Sunday because we do shows every other Thursday. We may even come on Thursday. Don't know for sure. But we out this bitch. Y'all take care. We love y'all. Peace.
I'm tired of the 9-to-5 shit. I just wanna make it out and make a profit. If I had $1 million, I would fix the project. Turn all of my people into bosses. We don't need that many liquor stores on the flossing. Take your Mickey D's, making all of us sick. Take your cookie baskets in the churches. We don't gotta pay your tithes if you got a service. Please take all the shooters. We scared the cows out cause we think it's you. I'm tired of the drama and all our bitches. It's running through my mind, yeah, I gotta do something. Can't keep on living like this, no way. It's time to make a change.
Once again, shout out thanks to Pulse the Magazine and my dude Curtis Lee for hosting this little interview video with me, the 5-Element Hip Hop Kiddo Muggsy, and just tell my love appreciation story for the hip hop culture universally so you have another friend, fan, follower here in Sydney, Australia, the land down under like there's no other. So thanks once again, man. All the best. Peace.